Hi, welcome. This is Mandy Thomas again, coming to you from McAllen, Texas. Today is December 3rd, 2019, and this is my second podcast. Like my first one, this podcast will focus on the overarching theme of teacher characteristics, research on the indicators of quality. My first podcast focused on the subtopic of passion for teaching. However, this one will focus on the subtopic of teacher-student relationships. After much research, I will discuss the importance of teacher-student relationships and the impact they have for students' achievement and teacher well-being. First of all, the relationships teachers have with students with emotional and behavioral disorders have a major impact. In a study done by Salkowski, 2019, he stated that the participants in his study felt as though their teachers cared about them and wanted to help them. This had a huge effect on them. They wanted to try hard for their teachers and do well. Without effective teachers, it is likely students with EBD will continue on a negative path. He further stated that individuals with emotional and behavioral disorders need to feel they are cared about and have adults in their lives be supportive of them. This is not only true for students with emotional and behavioral disorders. The positive teacher-student relationships are important for all students. Additionally, Sointou, Savolian, Napoleon, and Lambert, in their article in 2017, stated that positive student-teacher relationships are related to a student's academic achievement and behavioral and emotional adjustment. In their research study, they investigated the relationships between student-teacher relationships rated by students and behavioral and emotional strengths rated by parents over time on academic achievement rated by teachers. Their study demonstrated that both behavioral and emotional strength and student-teacher relationships predicted academic achievement. In addition, greater behavioral and emotional strengths are related to the development of student-teacher relationships, which in turn lead to greater academic achievement. In other words, strengths have positive effects on academic achievement for two reasons. One, strengths directly influence achievement, and two, strengths seem to set a foundation upon which students and teacher relationships are built. The results of this study highlight the need for students and teachers to be aware of how their behavior influences student outcomes, either positively or negatively, and how positive relationships can function as resiliency factors against student-related difficulties. Also, Henry and Thorson, 2018, found that positive teacher-student relationships are important for students' second language motivation. They stated that positive relationships with teachers can offer support to students dealing with the demands of school and stimulate positive learning behaviors. Furthermore, they stated that in trusting teacher-student relationships, students are more generally motivated to learn and show greater engagement during lessons. Moments of contact have an important motivational function. In addition to constituting the building blocks of higher-level relational structures that more generally affect students' attitudes and motivation, they also influence students' situated learning behaviors. Therefore, positive teacher-student relationships are important for all students. They not only improve academic achievement, but also provide the motivation students need. Moreover, positive teacher-student relationships are not only important for students, but for teachers as well. Raitiava and Fraling, 2017, stated that teacher-student relationships are an essential aspect of teachers' everyday work in the classroom. In order to contribute to the field of teacher commitment, their article explores teachers' personal stories with a focus on complex and seemingly counterintuitive examples of challenging teacher-student relationships that teachers actually found rewarding. One conclusion from this study is that relationships matter in additional ways than we normally consider in education. They can make a difference. In difficult situations, one trustworthy adult who puts effort into building trust and a supportive network and coordinates a network to support a student can make a significant difference in that student's life. They added that increasing knowledge on the rewards that such relationships can bring and ways of building and sustaining them would seem to be worthwhile for teachers and may be life-changing for their students. Additionally, Clausens, Van Tarwick, Pennings, Vanderwant, Verloop, Denbrock, and Wubbles, 2016, stated that the quality of these relationships is important for a teacher's well-being in schools. In their study, they aim to enhance our understanding of teacher-student relationships by investigating a teacher's perceptions of those relationships. They further stated that teacher-student relationships deserve attention in teacher education programs and professional development programs. In conclusion, Newcomer 2018 stated that positive and caring student-teacher relationships foster a sense of connectedness, belonging, and community within schools, which in turn leads to positive student attitudes towards school, expectations of academic success, and academic motivation and engagement. Positive and caring relationships help students to feel safe at school, enabling them to take on academic challenges and contributing to positive social-emotional development. These relationships can also contribute to increased motivation, greater engagement with school, and academic achievement. Teacher-student relationships are vital for the well-being of the students and teachers. Teachers should work on developing these relationships with all their students, which, as studies show, will improve students' academic achievement and motivation and teachers' well-being in schools. I hope that this podcast has provided you with some further insight into the overarching theme of teacher characteristics research on the indicators of quality, focusing on teacher-student relationships. Thank you for joining me. Until next time, have a great day.